We are happy once again to be partnering with Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio to help promote their Harvest for Hunger campaign. You know, they serve as people who need food in Crawford, Erie, Huron, and Lorain counties. And here to talk about that, Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. We're here in the month of March, and this Harvest for Hunger in full swing. Let's talk a little bit about this campaign. How long does it go, and what can people do to really help out at this time?
Well, it's a campaign that generally kicks off at this time of year, and people really get involved in several different ways. And if they're going to do it through maybe a church or an organization or even at work, they can kind of pick the time when they want to run it. There are groups that are running them their campaigns now. Some of them won't be running them till May. So it really just depends on what works for every individual group and club and individual. And then, of course, we've got our anchor grocery stores like Heinen's and Giant Eagle, and their checkout hunger is running right now, and that'll run through the Easter weekend.
Susan, can you give us some examples of maybe creative ways businesses or agencies have come together to put on different programs?
Well, this year, and we did this a little bit last year because we onboarded a new donor platform. We have one of the perfect things that so many people really love. We have the ability to have groups run a virtual food drive, meaning they could literally have their, we could set up for them and give them their own link, and they can share it with whomever they would like, and they could go online and literally run a food drive. You could see, like, I want a carton of vegetables or a case of oatmeal or what have you. And so, once again, no touch, safe, nobody has to run around and put themselves in harm's way or whatever with all the things going on out there. So online virtual food drive, as well as you could just run a regular campaign, and we have all kinds of different things like peer-to-peer and a lot of different things that we can give you to help with your own link, to help share with your friends via social media or email, just to make it a lot easier on everybody, keep them safer.
Yeah. Well, that's the food and the money that comes in. Let's talk about the distribution. I know March is like any other month. You've got a whole lineup of calendars of places that people will be able to receive the food. Talk about some of that.
Right, right. Well, every week we do about, it depends, 3 to 4 distributions. This week I'm just looking at the calendar to see what's ahead. We're going to be at Huron High School today, and tomorrow we've got what we call a pop-up pantry at Western Reserve. That's down Route 20 in Huron County. And then we've also got El Centro at Oakwood Park, as well as Durling Middle School this week. So those go on every week, all the time. And once again, it's with the help of certainly us, our volunteers, the school volunteers in many cases, as well as the Ohio National Guard. And all that information is also on our website, where you can get help when. And every week there's something going. Like next Saturday, or next Sunday, or Monday, today's Monday, yeah, Ely Stadium, and that's every other week. So that's always a big one. And then we'll also be having Black River Landing. So those are probably our two biggest ones, Black River Landing and Ely Stadium.
Do you still see the same response or the need, the cars that line up, the people, the families that come through?
Well, here's what's going on. During the really cold weather, it's pretty amazing. The numbers were a little bit lower, but still, let's say Ely Stadium still had 600 families during really, like, those really cold, snowy days that we had in January and February. And the numbers are just starting to creep up a little bit, and that's because people are trying to get their lives back together, jobs, and what's going to happen now going forward. But at the same time, they still have to eat. So with our statistics and our data, we are now serving about 54,000 unduplicated families. In other words, if you just line everybody up, who's been to either one of our distributions or soup kitchen or pantry, and that's one third of the population. So that doesn't mean that they may have only come once, but and some others have had to come maybe a few more times. But at some point, just because of how unstable things are, people are trying to, you know, get back to work, and they might have had a problem for just 1 month or just 1 week or what have you. But a third of the population has had to access one of our distributions. And, you know, we're distributing about 14 million pounds of food, which is up from 9.5 million pounds a year ago. So lots of need out there.
Susan, if someone is going there for the very first time, do they need to bring along any documentation to show that they do, in fact, live here or there?
Well, if you do have some kind of ID or something, you need to bring that. It's certainly drive-through, no touch, but you do have to register. And, yes, we have people that are at the beginning of the line and where the cars are lining up, and you have to register. You have to answer questions, and then, you know, they will get you all set. You'll then be in the system, and you'll have to, for further help in the next few weeks or month or what have you, once you're in the system, then we can have your basic information. You'll just have to either update it or if there's any updates at all. So we've got that all covered at the very beginning. So, yes, everybody does have to register and sign up, but it's easy and no touch and very safe.
We are talking today with Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank in North Central Ohio, all about their Harvest for Hunger campaign. We've been speaking with you really throughout all of last year and into this year, too, related to the need for the hunger. But then I look on your Facebook page and I see you've got 22,000 pounds of cabbage.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that, right? Right.
Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, I guess.
Yep. So you kind of have some those the necessities, and then you kind of have some of the food that sort of maybe people would be looking for if they were out there shopping.
Yeah, and it's actually really wonderful because we also do work with a lot of our local farmers and food producers, and, you know, especially with transportation, the way it's been this past year with difficulty getting deliveries for everybody or getting food out, then sometimes farmers have a little bit of extra or this or that or whatever, and so, you know, they'll donate. And what a great time of year to have cabbage.
So, can you talk a little bit more about that? Where did this cabbage come from? Was it a surprise? And how can you store that much?
Well, yeah, it actually was a surprise. It happened last week, and our food resource person got a call, and one of the food vendors said, oh, you know, hey, look, here, we've got this. We want to donate it. You can use it. And, of course, yes. And so certainly, you know, we're working with 110 partner charities. That's all the groups in the four counties that put on their own pantries and hot meal programs and shelters and things like that. So they're going to all need, they all need food constantly. And then, of course, we're doing our direct distributions. So it'll be no problem to get rid of that. And we put it basically on our list that they all have access to. And so they're making up their grocery lists, and either our staff will be delivering to them this week, next week, what have you, as well as to our distribution. So it'll go. Everything in our warehouse within like 2 weeks, it's all turned over. So it'll move. And obviously with St. Patrick's Day just a little bit away, so it'll be perfect.
I was thinking about over time, you know, you moved into a new distribution center, and we had the discussion, I think, about getting trucks that came through. So you kind of have to maintain facilities and also distribution, and it kind of worked at a perfect time when you really were stressed.
I'm telling you, if we did not have this building, I don't know if we could have done what we've done, because it's been really amazing. And if you would walk in and see what's going on back there, we're filled to the brim. However, it's moving in and moving out just as fast as we're talking.
You got to make sure, right? What is it, the first in, first out, or last
yes,
in, first out? You want to
yes.
make sure you don't have that corner where you're like, what's in that box? I don't know. Hasn't,
right.
hasn't moved for a month. Anybody want to look inside and see what's in there, right?
You're right. This place is logistics. It's amazing. It's when I always used to say it's like that game of Mousetrap that works all the time. To take a walk in the back and see how our warehouse people are constantly, they know what's what, that where everything is, and, you know, they've got pick orders and, you know, where things go. And thank goodness for technology, too, because, you know, we're able to kind of keep track, you know, with all of that, too. But it's amazing to see.
Right. It's one thing to have sort of staples and shelf, you know, a good shelf life, but there's nothing like getting fresh things in and out.
Right.
That really helps.
Right. Big, huge difference, and we do a lot of that.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning sharing the information. Again, Harvest for Hunger campaign going on. You can always, at the different grocery stores, donate the money, or you can go to the Harvest for Hunger Second Harvest website and look for ways to kind of work through the workplace as well. We appreciate your time, Susan. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks so much.